Glass smacked him in the chest. Luke laughed and wrapped his arms around her. "Sorry," he said with a grin. He reached into his pocket, then paused. "It's not wrapped or anything." "That's okay." He pulled something out of his pocket and extended his arm toward her. A gold locket glittered on his palm. "Luke, it's beautiful," Glass whispered, reaching out to take the locket. Her eyes widened as her fingers ran along its delicate edges. "This is Earthmade." She looked up at him in surprise. He nodded.
"Yes, at least it's supposed to be, according to the records."
He picked it up out of her hand.
"May I?"
Glass nodded, and Luke stepped behind her to fasten the clasp. She shivered at the touch of his hand on her neck as he brushed her hair to the side. She could only imagine how much something like this cost. Luke must have used his entire savings on it. Even as a guard, he didn't have many ration points to spare. "I love it," Glass said, running her finger along the chain as she turned to face him. His smile lit up his whole face.
"I'm so glad."
Luke ran his hand down her neck and turned the locket over, revealing a G etched into the gold.
"Did you do that?" Glass asked.
Luke nodded.
"Even in 1,000 years, I want people to know that it belonged to you."
He pressed his finger against the locket, pushing the metal against her skin.
"Now you just have to fill it with your own memories."
Glass smiled. "I know what memory I want to start with." She looked up, expecting to see Luke roll his eyes, but his face was serious. Their eyes met, and for a long moment, the flat was silent except for the sound of their beating hearts.
"Are you sure?" Luke asked, his brow furrowing slightly as he ran a finger along the inside of her arm.
"More sure than I've been of anything in my life." Luke took Glass's hand, and a current of electricity shot through her. He squeezed his fingers around hers and, without a word, led her toward his bedroom. Of course he'd traded it, Glass told herself. It'd be ridiculous to keep such a valuable item, especially after she'd broken his heart. Yet the thought of her discarded necklace languishing alone in the exchange unleashed a pang of grief that threatened to rip her heart in two. A prickle on the back of her neck pulled Glass from her thoughts. She braced herself, expecting to see another vague acquaintance staring at her with open suspicion. But when she turned around, her eyes landed on someone else entirely. Luke.